Arn Pryor Pride. This is not a first for you guys. How do you enjoy it?
It's been great so far.
I was particularly observant of the opening ceremony where they did a lengthy discussion of Two-Spirit.
Oh, I was not there for that, but that is really cool. I'm glad they did that.
What's your message for people today?
Just be yourself and be who you are.
Pandawal, just the name by itself, it's just the club of friends. We do 3D printing of decor. Our second services, we provide photo and video shoots and also apparel printings like t-shirt printing. My name is Anas and Pandawal is based in Ottawa.
I see a few gods and the only one I recognize is Ganesha.
Yes, so we 3D printed Ganesha as it's a upcoming event, a festival in India.
Sarah Wolf Products.
My name is Sarah Wolf. So I'm a mental wellness company and I also do beaded earrings as well too. So some little crafts that align with my indigeneity. So I'm First Nations from Shabasing, but I also offer energy work like Reiki.
And I see a place where one can have a session.
Yeah.
Is anybody taking advantage of that?
Yes, actually I had someone right away that did come in and they wanted a Reiki session that was familiar with Reiki, because some people see the bed and they're like, whoa, what is this? Because for some people it's a far out idea, but we're connected to nature and we're all energy. And so yeah, someone did take advantage of that.
Ottawa Valley Theatre Kids.
I'm Megan.
And Megan, what is Theatre Kids all about?
Well, Ottawa Valley Theatre Kids is a recreational drama program for youth and children, and we do programs currently for ages 6 to 15, and our focus is on creating really positive experiences with theatre, and it's not about perfection, it's about having fun together and learning a lot of things along the way. And we're going into our fourth year. We run programs out of Arn Pryor and Renfrew.
Claudia's Art.
My name is Adriana. We are Claudia's Art. We're a balloon business here in Arn Pryor, and we're a mom and daughter business.
Do the bubbles show up on the film?
They will, probably. We'll see.
Ottawa Valley Community Arts.
Anya Ganster. I'm the artistic director for Ottawa Valley Community Arts. And Emily has invited us to come to the night market. We've got two booths here. This one that we're standing in right now, it's called the Confluence Booth. And we chose the river theme because the Attawaska and the Ottawa Rivers join at Arn Pryor, and it's a very special place for that reason. And the other booth that we're running to is looking at migration stories. So looking at our ancestors and how we all came here to Arn Pryor.
Arn Pryor Museum.
Where people in Arn Pryor have come from.
And how will it be used?
It's going to take a look at the dynamics of Arn Pryor and what people think and what they would like and what they don't like.
Because I guess people come from all over to arrive in Arn Pryor.
This is the migration story booth. People are able to put a pin in a map for where they come from, whether that's from Canada, whether they are Indigenous and have always lived there, whether that's around the world. So we can see where people at the Arn Pryor Night Market come from.
Diamond art.
My name is Sarah Lowton. I do diamond art. They're tiny little plastic beads that you place one by one on a sticky mat.
Very carefully, I would guess.
Yes. And it's quite easy to spill them, so you've really got to be careful. I've been doing this for about a year and a half.
Kairos Thrift Store.
My name is Kay. This is a thrift store we just opened 2 months ago, and it's called Kairos Thrift. The name Kairos is from the Bible. The meaning of it is God's perfect timing.
Tell me where I would find your store normally.
We are located at 48 Madawaska Street, and we're open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Abby with Topaz the Snake.
So the cultural night market is all about diversity, but here we have reptiles, or a very splendid reptile whose ancestors are older than all of us.
I get quite a bit of looks from her, but I, like you said, it's a market for everybody and anything, so people bring their friendly pets all the time, and I feel like I need to share her with everyone else.
What's her name and what's your name?
Her name is Topaz, and my name is Abby.
Okay, so for me, a snake's a snake, but this is a special snake with its own history and also what kind and where originally are the snakes found?
So she is a ball python, which means she's a constrictor, which means she has no venom. She uses her body to squeeze things until they cannot breathe, and then she'll eat them whole. She's native to somewhere in Africa.
Local Immigration Partnership of Lanark and Renfrew Counties.
It's been wonderful. We're doing what we do over at Local Immigration Partnership, and we're very excited to be here tonight at the Arnprior Cultural Night Market, sharing information about the work we do at LIP and meeting some other great organizations and people from the community. We've had a good number of people, and we anticipate it'll pick up a little bit more as we head into dinner time.
Arnprior McNabb Braeside Archives.
We're sharing some history books and information about what we have in the archives for locals and researchers from outside of town. But we're also collecting family histories if people have old photos, maps, information about local businesses. We'd love to hear from them.
Would it be safe to say that over the last decade, interest in archival materials has grown exponentially?
I think you're absolutely right, and part of that is the internet and the availability of databases and information online. So we digitize a lot of information now.
Arnprior Rotary Club.
Nice to see you, Rick. Welcome to the Cultural Night. Because this is the Cultural Night Market, we decided to put a polio eradication theme on. So we're trying to let people know that polio still exists and that we're working, we're winning the fight, but we still need to go the final mile. It has to be eradicated everywhere or it will come back everywhere.
I'm old enough to remember kids in my class having polio, but Rotary's been involved in the fight all that while as well.
Yes, people like Joni Mitchell and Neil Young and a few others that you might know of may not realize that they had polio when they were children as well.
Arnprior Lions.
We are selling 50-50 tickets to go to community support and community outreaches. We're at $4,700 now. Draws on September 25th, 3 months before Christmas, so who can use a little bit of extra cash at Christmas time?